With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A task force recommends changes to the Secret Service following two attempts on President Trump's life.
The task force looking into the assassination attempts against Donald Trump recommends the Secret Service protect fewer foreign leaders during an election season. Another recommendation is considering moving the agency out of the Department of Homeland Security. It suggests transferring the Secret Service responsibility of protecting foreign leaders during the UN General Assembly in New York to another agency. And it notes the officers carry out many investigations not related to their protective mission. The task force recommends reviewing those responsibilities so the agency can prioritize protecting U.S. leaders and candidates running for office. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, another swatting attempt against Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene with tragic consequences.
Rome, Georgia police say a motorist was killed in a car accident as police responded to a bomb threat at the Georgia home of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. A police officer on the local bomb squad was traveling to the scene when he collided with another car on Monday. The email threat, which warned of a pipe bomb in Greene's mailbox and referenced Palestine, was sent to the assistant police chief. It was the latest instance of a crime known as swatting, in which false threats are made to draw first responders to her home. Greene says it's happened to her at least 9 times. I'm Shelley Adler.
The suspect in the United Healthcare CEO murder is fighting his extradition from Pennsylvania to New York. Luigi Mangione appeared in a Pennsylvania courtroom Tuesday where he challenged his extradition. He was ordered held without bail. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are wondering what the future holds.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A gay pride float appeared over the weekend in the Prattville, Alabama Christmas parade. A federal judge ordered the city to allow the float after the mayor initially blocked it. The judge said the city violated Prattville Pride's First Amendment right to free speech and 14th Amendment right to equal protection under the law. Plans to present the gay pride float has sparked threats. This is SRN News. Stocks continue to trend lower.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street in the run-up to another closely watched report on inflation. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Tuesday, its first back-to-back loss in almost a month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 154 points, it's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.3%. Oracle sank 6.7%. The business software maker reported weaker growth than analysts had expected. Treasury yields rose in the bond market ahead of Wednesday's inflation report. The report will be one of the last key pieces of data before the Federal Reserve's meeting on interest rates next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump names Andrew Ferguson the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission. Ferguson is already one of the FTC's 5 commissioners. He'll replace Lena Khan. Caitlin Clark is Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. The former Iowa Hawkeye and current Indiana Fever guard had a historic 2024. More details at SRNnews.com.